Indigenous musician Garimal is one of Australia's most popular musicians. Garimal toured with Yuttagindi for a time, joined the Saltwater Band, but then he embarked on what became, turned into being, an incredible solo career.
One thing about Saltwater, though, I could never understand why the quiet, blind guy who was playing a guitar upside down never got any attention. The cameras, the media, everything would always focus on the lead singer who was full of energy, and right next to him was this quiet genius that everyone saw, but no one actually, you know, the camera rarely went to him to go, what's going on here?
What's going on there? Indeed, we're going to find more about that. That's Mark Gross, the former manager of Saltwater Band. He's part of a new documentary. It's called The Garimal Story, to find out more of that quiet, blind guy. Alongside the doco, a collection of Garimal's most enduring and popular songs has been released, including a rare duet, a duet with Sarah Blasco. Sarah, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks very much. How are you going?
Well, thanks, Sarah. Sarah, how did you come to record a duet with Garimal?
Yeah, well, I happened to be living in London at the time, and Garimal was over there performing, and they'd already released this version of Bayini, which was all in his language, but then I suppose, yeah, they wanted to put out the version that could kind of perhaps sort of reach a larger audience by sort of translating one of the verses to English. And so, yeah, they asked me if I wanted to come into the studio and record that. And, yeah, and that's how I met him, actually, like, yeah, in the studio. So, yeah.
What was it? I mean, I've never met Garimal. I never met Garimal before he died, but his presence, as described earlier, was very intense. What was it like to work in the studio with him?
It was, yeah, well, he did have quite an intense sort of presence, because I suppose, yeah, he's just very... He's very honest in what he does, and just and very quiet. And I suppose that can be a bit unnerving when you kind of haven't met someone before. And but yeah, I loved my time working with him. I got to perform the song quite a few times with him as well, and I found that he had like a really great sense of humor, and his partner and all of the people surrounding him were so lovely. And but yeah. I just got really overwhelmed, actually, every time I sung with him, because his voice is so pure. And, you know, like a lot of singers, there's like a level of, you know, there's often a level of artifice. That's not the word. You know,
ego?
But there's just absolute... Yeah, that's probably a good word. And he had none of that, and his voice was very pure. So to sing on a stage with him, or to be in a studio, was quite captivating and intense and beautiful. So yeah, I kind of often sort of found it quite a teary, emotional experience. But yeah.
What about the singing in language? I mean, I find listening to Garimal, the songs in language in particular, kind of mesmerising. You sang in English, but you sang, I think, one verse in language. Was that difficult for you to learn that?
It was quite difficult, but, yeah, they were there, and Garimal was there, like, guiding me the whole time. So I felt like, that it sort of was... not as difficult as I kind of thought it was going to be, because they were just immediately giving me feedback on the words. And I think, from there, I just kind of, when someone is teaching you, like, kind of like piece by piece, you know, how to say something, it wasn't as daunting as I thought. So
we're going to play.
Felt special.
We're going to play the track now. Can you just give us a quick sort of sense of the meaning of this song?
Yeah, well, as it was sort of described to me, Bayini was the spirits in Elko Island, where Garimal was from, the white spirits. It's like they invited me because they sort of felt like it was a female spirit. And so, so that's what it's about, about Elko Island and the beauty of the natural world around.
Quite a privilege, I think, to have done this, Sarah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Sarah Blasco, let's play the track now, Bayini. Here's Garimal singing a duet with Sarah Blasco.
corro ya